Exactly. It might even provide you with a loan to take that trip that you've always wanted to take. When you've got the loan, the bank will also sell you traveler's checks and perform all kinds of services for you. Letters of credit and things of that kind. So that wherever you go, anywhere in the world, Northwestern National Bank of St. Paul is always with you. And that's in the heart of wonderful downtown St. Paul, of course, the winter carnival capital of the world. And soon to be Friday, big day Friday, coming up, coronation of King Boreas Rex the 28th. I wonder who he is. North Dakota Governor Guy has threatened as yet undefined action against Minnesota products if Minnesota continues to enforce what Guy calls duplication of effort in grain inspection. North Dakota is expected to file a complaint in St. Paul Federal Court tomorrow or Thursday, challenging the Minnesota law. Municipal Judge Otis Godfrey Jr. in St. Paul Municipal Court dismissed a second-degree manslaughter charge against 22-year-old Larry Rollins of 139 West 7th Street, St. Paul, who was accused in the shooting of his brother. The judge said there's no evidence that Rollins intended to kill his 21-year-old brother, Jerry. They were just fooling around, I think it was on New Year's Eve, when the gun accidentally fired. And that's it this morning for Northwestern National Bank of St. Paul. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at the same time. Until then, the weather ball is still steady green. Little change foreseen, so go out, have fun. Go bathing. So long.
The Northwestern National Bank of St. Paul, Robert at 5th, presents morning news Monday through Friday at 7:55. Your reporter, Oliver Town. Be with us again tomorrow on WMIN St. Paul.
Here is your prophetic news commentator, Dr. Alexander Schiffner, presenting news in the light of Bible prophecy.
Here's something for your consideration. Canadians who build a house this winter will get a $500 bonus. This is part of a government plan to keep men working in the worst season of the year. Applications for 25,000 dwelling units have been received under the plan so far, and officials say this means jobs for 75,000 construction workers plus 90,000 in associated industries. The bonus is paid to the first owner of a house. Government forecasters seem confident this and other winter work incentives will curb the seasonal onslaught of unemployment, end quote, from a news report from Ottawa. Now, this is more as it should be, friends. Instead of penalizing homemakers and builders by charging interest, let's reward them with the fruits of man's labors. This does not mean that those who are lazy, dishonest, and unstable should get handouts, as many such do now, oh no. But a reliable man should not be penalized for training himself to be useful to his fellow man, his nation, and the world. Give him aid, not handouts, not charity. Such a man doesn't want that. But in Christ's name, let's not penalize him by charging him interest. An aid for education bill recently signed by President Johnson is fine, but for one thing, it is not adequate. Don't penalize the young people with usury or interest payments on loans they need for their education. Have them pay back the principal without interest penalty. That's God's way. President Johnson has approved a public works program, which is fine also, except here again, all the money spent must be borrowed and interest paid on it, thus enslaving the populace. This is not as it should be. Under our Constitution, Congress has the authority and the power to issue currency and fix the value thereof, not the money changers. If we want to have jobs, city halls, streets, roads, schools, let's build them all with interest-free biblical constitutional currency. The 15th chapter of Psalms. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Notice verse 5. He that putteth not out his money to usury or interest taking, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. That is God's provision. And I'm glad to say that the Canadians have a step ahead of us in achieving this bonus for builders. And we should not penalize. We should reward people who want to make something of themselves, because in making something of themselves, they in turn are a blessing to others. And if we're going to penalize them, we only do ourselves harm, and we become stagnant. And that's the trouble with our entire system today. We do not know God's kingdom. And we're going, His kingdom provision, and we're going about to establish our own righteousness. Result? Jesus said they would find themselves in a ditch. We are in that ditch, but let's pray and let's move with God so that we'll get out of it. Mizpah.
A copy of any of Dr. Schiffner's weekday newscasts, which you particularly want, is now available. Give the date you heard the program, the subject matter of the broadcast, and enclose a free will offering toward office, radio, printing, and mailing expense. The Sunday broadcast, if printed, will appear in the monthly Prophetic Herald magazine. Address all mail, Prophetic Herald, Post Office Box 7, Spokane, Washington. That's Prophetic Herald, Box 7, Spokane, Washington.
You're invited to listen again tomorrow morning at 8 for the next 5-Minute News and Prophecy program presented by Dr. Schiffner. Be sure to hear the Prophetic Herald program every Sunday morning at 8:30.
On the sly, making a fool of your unsuspecting guy. I know that it's not right. You don't belong to me, and yet I go on courting misery. I'm holding trouble, trouble in my arms, stealing your heart from a good friend. Holding trouble, trouble in my arms, but I'm so in love, I just can't let it go.
What a way to live, piling up the lies, always afraid that he'll take us by surprise. I've made up my mind, I know what I must do.
Johnny and Joni Mosby on the new WMIN, Trouble in My Arms. A very, very good morning to you, neighbor. From yours truly, old Joe Clark, with all your favorite country western tunes and the new WMIN. We'll be here right up until 9, as we usually are about this time every day. It's now 8 minutes, 30 seconds past 8 o'clock in the morning, 24 degrees in the Twin Towns. Say attention, all WMIN listeners. Any of your favorite current country and western or old-time single records can be purchased by sending $1 to Western Record Company, care of WMIN 611 Frontenac Place, St. Paul 4. You just put the title on the card or letter and send it to Western Record Company, care of WMIN, along with $1. You'll receive your record promptly. There's no fuss, no bother, and you can leave the postage to us, Western Record Company. No need to leave the house, and no need for frenzied shopping for the record you want. Just put the title on a card or letter, along with a dollar, and send your request to Western Record, care of WMIN, 611 Frontenac Place, St. Paul, 4. Its zip code number now is 55104. Here's Mr. Leon McCollum. Mr. Leon McCullough on the new WMIN, the only full-time, old-time country western station in the Twin Towns of Minamisnapolis and St. Paul, Minamisnota, whatever that state is there. Minamisnota, sure, of course. No snow, though, not these days. Beautiful weather. It's going to get up to around 45 degrees today. Right now, 24 degrees at 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Let winter weather fool you. It's actually June in January at Brady Oldsmobile in St. Paul. Yes, Jerry Brady has warmed the weather, you can tell by looking outside, by offering the hottest deals of the new year on new Oldsmobiles. During Jerry's great June and January sale, you can own a brand new 64 Olds four-door hardtop, fully equipped with hydromatic power steering and power brakes for just $29.79.24. Now, this $29.79.24 price is easily the lowest in the Twin Cities on a big, luxurious Olds four-door hardtop. And in addition to these tremendous savings, you'll like shopping at Brady Oldsmobile during the sunny June and January sale. Jerry's serving free lemonade on his indoor summer patio this month, and you'll shop in sunny, warm surroundings with bright spring flowers to greet you in the showroom. So put a little sunshine in your life and hurry down to Brady Olds during this fabulous June in January sale at Brady Oldsmobile, 734 Grand in St. Paul. Bradley, the guitar, a tune called Marianne Regrets. sound of Harold Bradley, instrumental guitar in the new WMIN, Marianne Regrets, a little bossa nova type Nashville sound on the new WMIN. It's right now 16 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning time.
Oh, Mr. Weatherman, what's the weather report?
It's generally fair weather and for sure. There should not be much change in temperature.
Forecast, generally fair, not much change in temperature.
Just imagine, you save $5 on a pair of famous name winter boots at Robert Shoe Store during their big midwinter clearance. Yes, Robert Shoes has warm, lined boots for all women reduced from $10.95 to $5.90. It's Robert's midwinter clearance, and they've slashed prices on shoes, boots, and other footwear. Remember, at Robert's, there's hardly a foot they can't fit. Robert's Corner, Chicago and Lake, open weekdays and Saturday until 9. Twin City temperature reading dropped a little bit now, 2-1, 21 degrees.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no use to tarry, so let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Time. Time we got plenty of. Right now it's 20 minutes past 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and the Twin Cities weather forecast calls for mostly fair and mild today. Considerable cloudiness and colder tonight. Considerable cloudiness and colder with occasional light snow likely tomorrow. Light variable winds becoming northwesterly, 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon, diminishing tonight. High today 45, low tonight 20, high tomorrow 32, and the low tomorrow night 18. Right now the Twin Towns, clear skies overhead, 92% relative humidity, winds from the southwest at 3 miles per hour, and it's 21 degrees.
My ring.
Kitty Wells here at the new WMIN, and this white circle on my finger. The most exciting new country and western nightclub in the Twin Cities will open Friday night, January the 24th. That's this Friday night. It's Hans P. Hansen Silver Dollar Club, 200 East Lake Street, corner of 2nd Avenue in Minneapolis. The Silver Dollar Club will have everything that makes a nightclub exciting. Delicious food, a dance floor, the largest in the Twin Cities, and music, the tops in country and western. Chill Hillman and his Actions will play for the first nighters January 24th, that's this Friday. Dine, dance, and enjoy the best in country and western music at the Silver Dollar Club, 200 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Opening night, this Friday night, the 24th, at the Silver Dollar Club. 24 minutes now past 8, 21 degrees in the Twin Towns. Hotline coming up around 8:30. Right now we want to listen to Eddie Arnold, an old jealous-hearted me.
You can have my coffee, you can have my tea, but just you let my baby be, because I'm jealous, jealous-hearted me. I'm just as jealous, jealous as I can be. Now I like fiddle sauerkraut, I get my mail on the rural route, because I'm jealous, jealous-hearted me. I'm just as jealous, jealous as I can be. But my bulldog do, because I'm jealous, jealous heart in me. I'm just as jealous, jealous as I can be. Takes a rockin' shit a rock, takes a rubber ball to roll, takes a gal I love to satisfy my soul, because I'm jealous, jealous heart in me. I'm just as jealous, jealous as I can be. Now I may be old and up in years, but I can climb a hill without changing my gears, because I'm jealous, jealous heart in me. I'm just as jealous, jealous as I can be.
Jealous-hearted me. There he is, none other than Eddie Arnold, here on the new WMIN, along with yours truly, old Joe Clark. You know, it sounds too good to be true, but Munch Television's got a special offer that can't be beat. Imagine you get a big 23-inch television combination with a stereo hi-fi and radio included for only $198 with trade. Now, I've seen the set, and believe me, it's a real beauty. What's more, if you call me, Joe Clark, right now at Midway 57757, you'll get $50 worth of stereo records plus an exclusive bonus for WMIN listeners only, a service for eight of Wallace Brothers stainless steel tableware when you choose your new months. So call me, Joe Clark, right now at Midway 57757 for your free home months presentation. There's no obligation, just give me a call right now at Midway 57757.
Seven.
There you have a little bit of La Cucaracha, Hank Snow on the guitar here on the new WMIN. This is WMIN St. Paul, serving the Twin Cities with your favorite country western and old-time music.
Here's the WMIN hotline.
France has rejected an American protest over French plans to recognize Red China. President Johnson will send his budget to Congress at midday, calling for a reduction of $500 million from current spending. The Geneva conference is resuming after a five-month recess, with the U.S. urging new ways to control arms and prevent war by surprise or accident. And the space agency has announced that Russia and the United States will join in a space project, beginning with the launch of an American radio relay satellite on Thursday. Twin Cities weather word, mostly fair and mild.